with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Ryan Thompson has capped off a massive weekend on the bike with two podium finishes at the Caribbean Junior Cycling Championships in Belize. K-Man's junior star powered his way to a Caribbean title in the men's junior individual time trial, clocking 26 minutes, 3.44 seconds, the fastest ride of the day, and more than 40 seconds clear of Bermuda's Jacob Wright in 26:44.95. Barbados's Jonah Kelly rounded out the podium in 27:05.27. Thompson's blistering average speed of 46.052 kilometers sealed the gold and delivered K-Man another major regional victory on the road. And he wasn't done yet. Thompson added a bronze medal in the junior men's road race on Sunday, securing his second podium of the championships and closing out a standout weekend for K-Man cycling. He caught up with Belizean reporter Dwayne Wade after his bronze medal race.
Ryan Thompson, unfortunately, in a race, you have to have a winner and you have to have a loser. But in my opinion, today there was no losers, Andrew. Ryan rode his heart out. The numbers were stacked against him. You know, I was talking to his dad off camera and I said, man, Ryan is in a bad situation here, but he was confident that you were going to bring it home, Ryan. The thing that's amazed me is that you were by yourself today. All the other teams had support, the strong guys, and you made it in the final break. Tell us about the race, Ryan.
Yeah, the race was hard from lap one. It was a lot of surges, and after yesterday, my legs felt a bit bad and tired, but I held up. But the Belizean guys killed me today, all three of them teaming up against me, but I'm happy with my podium, and I mean, it's not a win, but I'm still happy.
Ryan, in our hearts, I think you're a big winner today. Again, going up against these guys who are very strong, they have got have the advantage, Ryan. They have the home court advantage, and you still pulled off a medal position. You have to be proud of yourself.
Yes, definitely I am. I mean, when I came here for cross country, I felt deja vu. It was the same, almost the same scenario with the Belizean guys, and it looks like the same result as well, third place. But yeah, I'm very proud, and I just want to thank all my my sponsors and supporters back home for making this trip possible, and I hope they're proud.
I was talking to your dad, and you have risen so much in 1 year, Ryan. He said you just fell in love with the bike. He introduced you to volleyball, he introduced you to basketball, and you fell in love with the bike. Tell us something that we don't know about Ryan Thompson when it comes to cycling. Why do you love cycling so much?
I like cycling a lot because I feel like it's a sport where you have to put in a lot of hard work, and I enjoy waking up early in the morning and training. It's beautiful, just on the roads, no cars, just riding by yourself or with a partner. It's just beautiful, and every time I go on the bike, I don't feel like I'm working. Like, I'm enjoying the hobby more than working.
Fantastic, Ryan. And again, I know the Cayman Islands, they're proud of you. Belizeans, I got a chance to watch you up close. When you were here for cross country, I didn't get a chance. I was in the studios. You are a phenomenal cyclist, but even a more amazing human being. And I feel your energy. It was great to meet you. I think I expect great things from you in the future, Ryan. Again, I'll give you an opportunity to thank all the people who are behind you.
I want to thank God as well. This wouldn't have happened. All glory goes to him. And I just want to thank my federation, my coach Ken Gokul, my dad, my mom, my uncles, especially my uncle John Thompson. He's always making sure I have the latest stuff and always making sure I'm good before a race. And I just want to thank him. I want to thank the government, Ministry of Youth and Sports. I want to thank Cayman Olympic Committee and also my private sponsors. I just want to thank them for making this trip possible.
The Cayman community, however, is being encouraged to head out to the Owen Roberts International Airport tomorrow, Tuesday, August 25th at 11 a.m. as Ryan returns home with his gold and bronze medals after winning the two titles at the Caribbean Junior Cycling Championships in Belize. In other local sports, Cayman Islands men's national football team battled Inter Miami CF's U-20s to a 1-1 draw in an exhibition match that officially opened Field 2 at the Caymana Bay Sports Complex. The contest offered Cayman men a solid test against quality opposition while marking another important boost to Cayman's growing sports infrastructure. And Cayman Girls Rugby is launching a major recruitment push next month, inviting young female athletes to try out the sport and join the growing program. Sessions will run every Saturday on September 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th at 7 Mile Public Beach from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and girls ages 11 to 18 are encouraged to take part. Organizers say the initiative is open to any shape, any size, any culture, and any background, offering a chance to meet new people, get fit, and experience something new. The program also includes both contact and non-contact rugby with on- and off-island training and playing opportunities. For more details, athletes can reach out to Mercedes Foy, Cayman's female rugby manager, at 525-7937 or mercedesfoy@caymanrugby.com. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.